Today on the Southern California Real Estate Report, are high home prices driving people out of San Diego? Stay tuned.
Good morning. Welcome to Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego. So much like many metros in California, which I think we thought that, San Diego was a heavy place where people were looking to move. It looks like Redfin's data is saying that a lot of people inside San Diego are looking to move out.
Yeah, so, that makes sense.
A lot of the metro areas, not this isn't limited to just California, right?
No.
This is limited to all over the country. And what we're finding is that, a lot of these metro areas and a lot of this change during the pandemic with people now figuring out that they can work from home, they're leaving these bigger cities and seeking out different places there's a number of factors, but primarily it's affordability, according to this Redfin report. At least those are the areas that the people that are looking to move from San Diego, it seems to be driven mostly by affordability. And so they're looking for areas to move like Riverside County into Las Vegas and into Phoenix. Those are the three big ones for San Diegans looking to relocate right now. What I was surprised by this data is that it found that 24.3% of users in San Diego in the metropolitan area in the third quarter were searching outside the area, compared to 18.8% last year. So, you have to ask yourself, and that's not a huge increase, right? It's like a little under 5%.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you have to ask, is that job driven because of the pandemic, or is it just based on economics of real estate,
Or is it a combination of both? Or also, and if you are a homeowner and you can pull out a big chunk of your equity and put it someplace else and get still really low interest rates.
Right. So it's interesting. Obviously they're saying there are significantly more affordable homes that they can find the further they move away from San Diego and into Arizona. The top out-of-state metro areas for San Diego searchers were Phoenix, which was 5.3%, Seattle, 3.5%, and Las Vegas, 3.2%. He's saying, look, this isn't an exact science. Just because people are searching in other areas, they don't know if those people actually move. So this is just based on search, right?
Of course.
And so it's just search behavior. But it seems that if they aren't moving, they're wishing they were, maybe.
Well, I think people right now, I think there's a lot of uncertainty in the market and a lot of uncertainty with where jobs are going. And people are learning or trying to figure out, and I think employers are trying to figure out if this work from home scenario is something that's going to last long term for a lot of their employees, in which case a lot of people are going to have more flexibility in their lives to leave markets that they're currently employed in.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. And I think that's an astute observation right now. I also think that right now what's interesting is, when you look around and you look at our market, one of the things that's still happening is our real estate is still appreciating. So I think a lot of people thought with the pandemic that there was going to be some kind of a real estate crisis or some kind of a pricing adjustment, and the absolute opposite has happened. Our prices have appreciated over the last year. According to Redfin, they're saying that our prices have appreciated 12% over 2020.
And I wonder how much – I wonder how much it's going to be adjusted when we come out of COVID. And the reason why I say that is because right now there isn't a lot of inventory in the market. People that own homes, maybe minus the ones that seem to be wanting to move to Arizona or, Nevada, are not looking to sell their homes. And it's also, this thing that's come up a few times, I think, in a previous podcast, is this idea that it's very hard for first-time buyers to jump into that second time, that second home. You know, normally that gap is 3 to 5 years. I think it's now it's like 7 to 10 years to move into that next home bracket.
Yeah, which, for a move up. Like right. You and your husband, if you had kids, all of a sudden you're like, okay, exactly. We want to be in a school district.
So what you're seeing maybe is this kind of this funnel that typically moves up, kind of get blocked in. Well, and obviously, I mean, how could it not, right? If home prices are hovering around getting close to $700,000 for a first-time home.
Here's the data. So Redfin, they're putting San Diego's metro median sale price, which is like our neighborhoods, at $662,000. So that's metro San Diego. So $662,000. And those are small houses. You know, we live in fairly smaller homes. You know what I mean? So it's not like it's, you know, I mean, that's a small house for, you know, those are
small your price small for square footage is crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, and then that compares with Phoenix. Their average home price, $337,000. $634,000 in Seattle, which is more in line with ours. Again, it's a supply and demand issue up there. We were talking about that offline. And then $319,000 in Las Vegas. Now, here's the thing, right? I mean, there's a reason why houses are inexpensive in Las Vegas and Phoenix. You know, you're out in the desert. It's pretty much a one trick pony area. You know, you if you like the desert, then you're gonna live in the desert.
A lot of room to expand out.
Yeah, and there's a lot of they're big landmass cities, right? And they're pro building. Yeah, so you can build a lot. So it's great that you can buy an inexpensive home, but over time, you know, the appreciation cycle of it and things like that. And not that you should factor that in when you're buying. But you should buy for the right reasons, like, you know, getting a fixed housing cost and things like that. But at the same time, for most people, their home is their biggest investment. And so, you know, in markets like that, they're typically boom and bust. And, you know, California has certainly had its cycles. But the thing about California, I think, is that because our population is so big, we're more insulated from the outside economic forces that can affect those markets, you know.
Right.
So that's something that you have to look at in those areas. There's a reason why they're inexpensive. I think you probably get newer construction in both markets, and, you know, some people are attracted to that. And at the end of the day, you know, some people don't want the ocean or the mountains or all the things that we have here that we kind of take for granted. I mean, we have a pretty dynamic landscape here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. We're 10 minutes to the ocean, and on you could, you know, the joke is you can go snowboarding and surfing on the same day.
The same day, yeah. So, which is pretty neat. The other places where there's another side to this too, and there were the places where people were most content, and that was in Chicago, Boston, and Atlanta. All three were tied with about 12% of the people looking to leave. Of the biggest metros where people were looking to leave, which this struck me as very interesting, is New York City at 35.8%.
Not surprised.
Followed by Denver at 26.9%, and then Metro San Francisco at 25%. So I'm very surprised that so many people are looking to leave Denver and having Denver be a place. But I think that talking to my friends that live in Colorado, and I have a very strong connection to Colorado. I have family, friends, you know, still in Colorado, and I'm back there a lot. But it's one of those things where, you know, some of my local friends are saying that there is this push for people to get into the mountain towns. And some of my friends, as you know, that live in the mountain towns, they're saying that the mountain towns are now getting crowded. So there's definitely a move. It's the same thing for those cities, right? So the bottom line is that if you're living in a metro area, I think a lot of people are looking to get out of the metro life.
Yeah, I think that's a massive shift that's happened during this pandemic. And I also think that, you know, because, you know, cities aren't nearly as attractive as they used to, as they were 9 months ago. You know, you can't go to concerts or baseball games. You can't, you know, you can barely go to restaurants as it stands right now. You can sit outside. I guess you can stay and eat. You can sit inside. But, you know, who knows when that's going to change again.
Yeah.
And as the weather cools down, you know, more people are going to, especially a city like Denver, you're going to be trapped inside more. And if you don't have...
Kind of.
But, like, if you're in a city like Denver and the mountains are probably pretty attractive in the winter. So it's like, well, that sounds like a great place to move.
Yeah, right. And that's why a lot of people live there, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people live in Colorado for the mountains. A lot of people live in San Diego for the coast, you know.
Exactly.
So the interesting thing is, I mean, you know what the bottom line is here that always comes out of these that I kind of, you know, after you distill everything down, it always comes down to one thing, and that is home ownership in San Diego is pretty good. I mean, if you own a house in San Diego, you're pretty fortunate. And, you know, the prices seem to stay stable or go up, and there's always a high demand. There's a lot of people in Los Angeles also looking to move into San Diego. We've seen that. There's a lot of San Francisco people, a ton, in North County.
Oh, yeah.
The North County has exploded with, you know, San Francisco people. So, you know, that's what we're seeing a lot of right now. And, you know, we'll keep an eye on this. We'll see what happens going forward. I think as we come out of the pandemic world, we'll see what happens with the real estate market from a standpoint of, you know, this work at home thing. Like you said, the jury's kind of out on that right now.
I think so. I think it's still a adjustment that people are trying to figure out. I think, you know, look, we're recording this on Thursday the 5th, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty happening at this very second.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of unknown right now.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening today. This has been the Southern California Real Estate Report.